Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Connie Sutucci. She's Senior Vice President with Sage North America. They're the folks who sell the Sage accounting systems and all the other programs, ACT, and all the other stuff. Connie, tell us a little bit about Sage, please.
Yeah, sure. Sage is a leading provider of business management solutions to the small to medium-sized business market across the globe. So we've got solutions such as accounting, ERP, payroll, HR, just basically whatever small businesses need to run their business.
Right. And so check it out, folks, at sagenorthamerica.com. Is that right?
Yep, sagenorthamerica.com.
Right. Yeah. And we're talking about the most recent study, a recent index, I should say, of business conditions based on what small business owners have told Sage across the globe, but also we've narrowed it down. Part of the results we've narrowed down to just the U.S. responses, and the government didn't come out too good in terms of how small business owners feel about their performance in this survey, Connie, which probably is no surprise to most people.
Right, and it's consistent. It's consistent with the other surveys we've done in the past. I mean, the small businesses are pointing really to the government as the main problem, and cite government related issues as one of their least or as their least favorite thing about having a business in the U.S. A few interesting stats that came out of that is that about 60% of them said the biggest issue is the government's handling of the current economic challenges. Mm-hmm. Tax law was pointed out, you know, as one of the most burdensome areas. And when we asked them if the government was providing them with the support that they needed, only a third of them felt like they were getting sufficient support from the government. One thing that was very interesting is we then came back and said, well, what do you want the government to do for you? And the top overwhelming response was basically reduce the national debt.
It's just very interesting to me, Connie, to see how Main Street small businesses who really focus heavily on the world in front of them, their marketplace around them, their customers around them, isn't it interesting that the challenges of the national debt have risen to the point where Main Street folks are pointing that out as a big problem for America?
No, absolutely, and I think they see that as, I mean, it's the really barometer, if you will, of the future. I mean, it's what they realize that if that does not get addressed, then it is going to take longer to really turn this around. So, although it may not be impacting them right now, they see that they're not going to be able to grow until the economy turns around.
Well, and the thing is until we get this, if we can't get this deficit spending and the increased national debt under control, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that it's going to require more taxes to fund this, which is going to come out, capital coming out of small businesses, or we're going to become a less creditworthy country, and that's going to hurt our ability to compete globally. Small business owners get that. This is not a difficult to understand, is it?
Yeah, it's not. And what also came out in the survey is what they don't care really about the government focusing on. And the least favorable actions were investing in technology infrastructure, reducing interest rates, creating special assistance programs, putting pressure on banks to lend more. I mean, it really all came back to let's get the national debt under control and begin to live within our means at the national level.
Which translates to the support issue. I mean, that's the thing. When people hear small business owners say they want more support out of the government, they don't mean they want the government to give them more programs. They mean they want them to support them by getting out of the way.
Exactly.
And I think that's what your last comment said to them. Connie, I got about 45 seconds. Your last thoughts. Wrap up this survey in a bow for us, and what do you think?
You know, I mean, I think that this is, when we look at the survey compared to the one that we saw in, or that we did in February, I think obviously the trends, the consumer or the small business confidence levels have declined some, but I do believe a lot of that had to do with what we were going through at the time of the survey. I think probably to me the biggest shining light in the survey is gets back to the point that they're weathering the storm.
Mm-hmm.
They're operating more efficiently, more effectively. They're doing what they can to look for new markets, mm-hmm. to take advantage of these opportunities, and they're making it through it.
They believe in themselves, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line of this. Hey, Connie, thanks for being here. Come back again real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Connie Sertucci, ladies and gentlemen, with Sage North America. She'll be back another day. I will be too, but not today. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.